Welcome to Perlin on ELT with Matt Perlin. You can contact Matt at info@perlintraining.com and visit the website at perlintraining.com, where you'll find all kinds of free resources for teachers and learners of English. You can follow Matt on Twitter at Perlin Training. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review for Matt on iTunes. What's on the podcast this time, Matt?
Hi, welcome to Perlin on ELT. I'm Perlin, and I'm on ELT all the time, actually. So this episode is episode 21, and we're looking at an app called Quiet Space. Quiet Space. Sounds nice, doesn't it? I would like to find that quiet space, but until I do, I need to make do with an app. Of course, there's an app for everything. And this app is there to give you ambient sounds. Ambient noise, sort of background noise, that if you're listening maybe with headphones, it blocks out all other annoying sounds like babies crying and dogs barking and TV loud music and so on. So it can help you relax or to focus on what you're doing. Maybe you're reading, but you don't want to listen to music where there are words being sung. You can hear text and your mind starts to get involved in the lyrics. Maybe you don't want to listen to classic FM all the time, classical music where there isn't any, where there aren't any words generally. So this is an app for that, and I found it's beautiful. It's really beautiful. This app is wonderful, but I wondered whether there's another use for it. Anyway, let's have some information. I found it on the App Store. This is for iOS. I don't know if it's for Android, but you could check that. I don't check these things, you know. I'm not, haven't done my research very well. But I can say, let's have a look at it. It's called Quiet Space. Best Quiet Space Effect Generator by Yanping Chen. Free in the App Store. Looks like it is for iOS. It's in the category utilities and productivity. But being productive can involve reading, working quietly without loud background noise that's distracting. So it says, feeling that the noise of the big city is too much for you to bear, just turn on the sound and allow yourself to become engulfed in the tranquil sounds of nature. So you don't have to go outside, you don't have to get involved with nature. Might be too cold, might be a bit chilly outside. Here we can become engulfed in the sounds of nature. So that's nice. Always nice to be engulfed in something, isn't it? I find. But, you know, that's one use for it. There's loads of this kind of app for all types of phone and device. But what I like about this one is the potential for lessons with students. Talking about English lessons, of course, but it's my obsession, it's my want. I found this out just by playing with it. So when you download the app, it's free to download, but there are six pro sounds that you can upgrade. It's not very much, it's not very expensive. But there are 15 free sounds. And when I was playing with it, I just realized how the potential for drama or for a creative activity was massive. There's also an alarm clock here. You can set it so that it stops after an hour, 20 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever. But let's listen to some of the sounds here and see what you think. We start off with a thunderstorm. So already we're engulfed in the sounds of nature. We're in a thunderstorm, maybe we're alone in a forest, and it's thundering, it's lightning, not a verb. And then, oh gosh, that was some lightning, wasn't it? And then it sort of dies down, maybe not that suddenly, and we get instead, just starts raining. How are we going to get out of the forest, you might ask? Who is in the forest? How many people? Well, three friends, two friends, five friends, a whole family, and a dog, just a dog. So your students could let their imaginations run riot here with this. And by changing the sounds, you can actually develop the story. So let's say the rain abates. The rain stops suddenly when I press the button. And it's time to have a campfire. While we're having a campfire, something happens. What? What happens? Something dramatic happens. There has to be drama here. Did I mention the fact that we're by the seaside? I mean, the idea is that we use these sounds to relax. So put it in your headphones and it just continues endlessly. I don't know if it's looped or what, but it must be on a long loop, I guess. And you're supposed to relax with this. But we can use them as sound effects as well. So maybe we finish the campfire and something dramatic happened in the night. It's up to your students to say what. I don't want to tell you what. I'm not going to tell you. But the next day, really sunny and warm. Birds are singing after that horrible storm and the very eventful campfire. We can relax on a sunny day. We're actually by the river now. We decide to jump in a boat, go down the river. It's maybe a bit too loud. I'm not a sound engineer, you know. I'm just an English teacher making his way in this beautiful glade by the river on a sunny day. It's very evocative, isn't it? Let's say the birds have a break. And we take a boat down the river and then we actually get to the sea. And now we're on a sailing yacht. Can hear the creaking of the sail. And now we're just passing a farm. But what's happening on the way, you know, students should think of a story to match the sounds. The point is, you could play all of these together if you want. Let's try and do that. See what it sounds like. Now, that's very confusing, I have to say. Let's say we're on the yacht. Lose the farm because that is annoying, isn't it? If you live near someone who's got chickens, it's really unnecessary. And a rooster. So let's say we jump off the yacht and we've got another sound. They're not really sound of nature, not all of them, because they are the sound of transport. Now this is one I really love. Can you hear that? We're on the train. I like trains. I like going on trains. I like travelling by train. I like being on a train, sitting on it, you know you're going to get there, don't you? It's direct. You get on one part of the line and follow the line to the end, to your destination. I love it. But that's relaxing for me, maybe on its own. I think that would send me to sleep if I was nodding off with headphones. No, it's better than some noise around you. Maybe it's noise you don't want to have around you. But think about this in the context of a story. So students should work in pairs or groups. They should script a story, based on these sound effects. There can be one on its own, then the next, then the next, or two together, three together. Now you get where you're going, and you get to the cafe, I suppose. Again, something happens, so, they could think of dialogue, think of what could happen. The possibilities are endless. I don't know what this one is. I pressed chimes, but I can't hear. Oh, that's sun again. Can't hear many chimes. Oh, that's very quiet. And I think the other one we haven't heard, it's blue whale. Now that is relaxing, isn't it? Imagine being underwater, swimming underwater with a whale. The blue whale. That is nice. Nice and relaxing. So some of them are more relaxing. I don't think the cafe would be so relaxing for me. And this deep space as well. Gosh, so we could see what happens. I mean, this is like a sound effects app as well as a relaxation app, because they are really evocative sounds. Just thunderstorm, it's maybe one of the best ones here. And they're really nice. It's really nicely put together, this app. It's really, I really recommend it. But I recommend it to you to try with your students and try to get them to perform their dialogues or the little plays or dramas using the sound effects. And they can all download the app. It's free to use on iOS. I don't think it's on Android from what I can see. Maybe it is. I'll find out and put it in the notes. Yeah, but looks like it isn't. We can make it bigger or smaller. Oh. So there are lots of other apps for relaxation. There's a nice one with fans. Different fans, just white noise. So if you don't want to be distracted, if you want to put in headphones, listen to something, but not music, not speech, not lyrics or words, but you're writing on the computer or something. You don't want to know what's going on in the next room or upstairs or downstairs. Maybe you live in a flat or apartment as well. Then it's a good idea. It's a really good idea, and helps you to focus what you're doing, really, on what you're doing. But when I heard these sounds in this app, I started to think about stories and, what could be going on. We've got a thunderstorm, waves, wind. I don't think we heard this wind one. It's very quiet. This is very ambient. Winter wind. Good. Okay. Waves or summer night. Can hear that. Gosh, that is evocative. What could be happening on this summer night? Well, I'll switch it off and I'll let you decide, let your students work on it, see what they come up with, see what they decide, and see what stories they have. And I hope you have enjoyed listening to their stories and that they enjoy creating them using English. So thanks for listening to this, our 21st podcast and an app-based one. We're recommending, I'm recommending this app, Quiet Space Generator for iOS, for iPhone and iPad. And I'm sure there's similar ones for Android you could find, or maybe this one as well. It's for Android, but I didn't check it. So there you go. Anyway, thanks for listening to this podcast. If you want to get in touch with me, you can. I'm at Perland Training on Twitter. My website is www.perlandtraining.com, and you're very welcome to contact me there. See what I've got online. Lots of free stuff, more than the average free site, I would guess. So hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. Maybe you should listen to all the others, 20 other podcasts in this series, and so that will keep you quiet, much better than a quiet space generator listening to 20 podcasts. So thanks for listening to this one, and I see you in the next one. Bye for now.
Perland on ELT.